So there I was in Yosemite Valley, and I was alone. And all of my friends that I was used to having around me, that I was comfortable with, and they were comfortable with me, and we could share everything with each other, anything with each other. Get drunk over whiskey, get drunk over a woman, get drunk over a horse that bucked you off and you try to pretend that didn't happen. They were all gone. They were all in San Francisco. And I had a little cabin in the shadow of Sentinel Rock. And I just did what that guardian, Mr. Harlow, wanted me to do. I was just there to make certain that when he had something to enforce, he had someone who had his back. And that was me. That's why I was there. Well, one day, I was just out riding, just making the presence of the 9th Cavalry felt, although I was just by myself. And there weren't very many people around because it was winter, dead of winter in Yosemite. And I knew that there were clouds up. I could see them kind of massing up above Yosemite Falls and way well behind Half Dome, and clouds rest. Ain't that a name? Clouds rest. Like even the clouds get tired trying to climb their way over these mountains. Well, these clouds weren't tired. They were angry. And I looked at them and I said to myself, there's a storm in there. But I figured I could get back to where I had a nice, comfortable bed for the first time in a long time, instead of a bedroll. And, the wind come up. And it was soft at first, and then it got a little bit harder and more insistent. And it picked up. Picked up a little bit of what was on the ground, meaning some of the leaves that had fallen on top of the snow. They were moving around a little bit because it had been a while since we had snow. But there still was cold enough that the snow that had fallen was still there. And everything was moving around a little bit. The trees were starting to talk. They were starting to whisper to each other like, hey, something's coming. You ready? I'm ready. Hold on deep. We in for something. And I should have listened to the trees because that's what they were probably telling me. They were telling me a storm is coming. And I'd been through some storms in South Carolina growing up around Spartanburg, but nothing like this. Because that wind started to sing. It became kind of a howl. You could hear it coming down through ravine and through canyon and through the trees themselves. Till pretty soon, the trees not only sounded like trees, they sounded like the ocean sounded that time when I was on the Logan. It was just a roar of wind, and the trees and branches started coming down, and my horse was getting unsettled, but I knew I couldn't get unsettled on my horse, otherwise we both would get unsettled, and I'd be flying through the air, because my horse had bucked me off, running right back to the corral. So I stayed calm on my horse, but I wasn't calm, and I tried not to let my horse feel my unsteadiness in my legs, because they can pick that up right from your legs and right from how you on top of them. And I was a bit nervous because I had never seen anything like this. And it was so loud I could barely hear myself talk and think. But I was talking to my horse and it's all right. It's all right. Come on, it's all right. We're going on back now. But he was just moving his head around. And I looked up and I saw Yosemite Fall, what was left of it, blowing sideways in the wind. That was something. Ain't never seen that before. And the wind just started picking up. Actually, trees were coming down around me, here and there. And it was something. I one nearly got me. And the thing is, after a bit, when I got out into the open away from the trees, I stopped being afraid. When I was out in the open and the wind was fully hitting me, and I saw these clouds, these white clouds blowing in. And I remembered, that's not a cloud, that's snow itself blowing in with this wind. When I saw that coming in, and I saw the canyon walls disappear. That's right. Sentinel Rock went under those clouds. It disappeared like a cloak, like a white cloak was being pulled over it. And the falls disappeared. And Half Dome was invisible, hidden beneath that white cloak. All that was around me was just this white. And every once in a while, you could see the gray of the granite trying to peek through to see what was going on, if the valley was still there. And the snow is starting to pile up around me. And so it's already a couple inches on the ground. Ain't nothing. I never seen snow land so fast, so deep, and build up so deep. And the wind the whole time was just blowing, and the trees were singing, and there's a crackle of branches hitting the ground around me. It was something I'd never seen before. But I could tell. I could tell after a bit. I couldn't quite see where I was going because it was all just snow. It was all just white. It was a blizzard. It was a blizzard. And ain't no blizzards in South Carolina. Ain't no blizzards in Spartanburg. But there was snow above me, around me, beneath me, all over me. All I could see was the color white. And all I could do was to be calm, loosen up in the reins, because I knew my horse could get me back. So I loosened up in the reins. I said, "We going home. Take us home." And my horse kept moving, and I couldn't even see where we were going. And I couldn't hear anything but the sound of the wind, and it was just screaming around me. But eventually, I saw something up ahead, and I knew what it was. It was a cabin. Yeah, and it was a little lean-to I had for, well, more than a lean-to, actually, for the horse. And I got off my horse, and I tied him up, and he was all right. He was just happy to be there, and I got him a little bit of hay. Yeah, and he was all right with that, but not much of the hay stayed there. A lot of it was taken by the wind. I guess the wind was hungry, too, and was looking for something to eat. Then I went inside, closed the door, and that was not an easy thing to do. And I had started a fire before I left. It was almost out, but I got it going again, and I could just hear it wailing out there. And that wind, and you could hear off in the distance sometimes a tree coming down, because those oak trees, they don't give. They just give completely. They don't bend very well. They hold on and hold on till they can't hold on no more, and they come crashing to the earth. And every once in a while, I'd hear the sound of a tree coming down, and I'd even hear thunder off in the distance. Thunder, even though it was snowing, it was something. And all that sound just went from one cliff to the other cliff. It sounded like the end of the world. But at the same time, when I sat there by the fire, and I was safe, and I was warm, I had never felt so alive as when that storm first started leaning into me, leaning into the world, leaning into Half Dome, leaning into Yosemite Falls, leaning into all that granite, and that granite gave way under the weight of the sky. Never seen anything like that before or felt anything like it. It was, I'm telling you true, it was electric, and it felt like it. That's the only word I can think of. That's the word I've been hearing, electric. Yeah, that's what it was. Yosemite was electric.